Hey, Bucks fans, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season. Our wings always win. World famous for 40 years, with 13 sauces and rubs to choose from. Or try our buffalo chicken dip. And for a limited time, the pepper jack onion ring burger. Wash them down with a Big Daddy mug of Bud, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. Or sip on a Jolly Roger cocktail, a Bucks favorite, made with Absolut. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will give away signed Bucks memorabilia. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. OriginalHooters.com for details. Drink responsibly.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, a late week look at Saturday, Sunday, and Monday games, depending on when you are listening to this. Remember, when I record it is one thing, factor in any updated information on your own, check it out before you apply it as a second opinion. We are recording on Thursday night, shortly before Thursday night football, where I don't imagine you have a lot of people going, especially with late word that Josh Jacobs wouldn't be playing for the Silver and Black. We already knew about others, Justin Herbert et al. Keenan Allen, wow. So let's look ahead to Saturday with three games, Sunday with a full slate, and Monday back to one game on Monday. The simultaneous Monday night was fun, especially when a handful of us from the podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments were invited to Hooters, the original Hooters in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay by Tony Metzler, who has worked with us before. Tony was actually involved with his own Hooters fantasy draft the night we drafted at the location on Hillsborough going back now, almost 4 months. So Tony had a handful of us out and was very hospitable. And we had a really good time. We had some action on first touchdown, last touchdown of the two games simultaneously, not independently, for the first half before calling it a night. We enjoyed some of those Hooters $6 drinks all day, every day. Food was terrific. Service was excellent. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Hooters, for your continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Visit OriginalHooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Hooters celebrating 40 years. And we were at the location where it all started in 1983 for Monday Night Football earlier this week. Email for your fantasy questions, for your personal fantasy questions. Congrats on making the playoffs. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. 2 weeks left in our podcast leagues for total points just this week and week 16. And in the foundation, I'm in a semifinal showdown with two-time champion and great friend and geosciences professor from the University of South Florida, Doc, while TV's Dave Wirth, who now works at Innsbruck Golf Operations, who won the Governor's Cup with me head-to-head last week for the one seed, faces Joey, a huge supporter of the Todd Wright Tour and the director of golf at Tampa Bay Downs. Let's go by position. I'm not going to keep you long. Again, we're recording this Thursday night. There's a lot of injuries in play beyond just what happened blowing up the Thursday night game for real life and fantasy purposes. Just sort of playing off some of the projections from Yahoo, where we, of course, play our leagues just for a listing and some talking points. Wide receiver, tight end, flex position, as I have played it for many years. We evaluate them the same way. Tyreek Hill, projected number one at that position with a huge question mark over his head going into the game against the Jets on Sunday with less time to turn around and prepare. And the fact that it's even a 1 o'clock game on Sunday and not, say, a primetime game on Sunday night hurts Hill. He'd be hurt more if he was playing on Monday. At least there's not that. CeeDee Lamb projects as wide receiver slash tight end two, good to go against the Buffalo Bills. A.J. Brown in an obvious bounce back spot you would expect for the Eagles going cross country to face the struggling Seahawks. A.J. Brown number three at that spot with no injury designation at all. Justin Jefferson and the Minnesota Vikings switching quarterbacks to Nick Mullins. That's just one of those where you're on your own. If you own Justin Jefferson, you probably already regretted drafting him number one or even number two, wherever you took him with that chest injury as of Thursday night, questionable for the game against the Bengals, dealing with Nick Mullins. I guess if he's active, you're playing him. But if you have a better option that has been producing, you might want to think about just sitting Justin out because of all these factors, especially if you're in a playoff game. Amon-Ra is five. I look forward to Amon-Ra playing Saturday night, granted against the tough Denver defense. I'm not going overboard here. Amon-Ra's been great for me. He's been everything I wanted him to be, drafting him in the second round. Debo is next on the Yahoo list. Debo owners love what he's been doing as the Niners have been rolling, and Debo has been the biggest producer of fantasy points as the Niners go to Arizona on Sunday. Michael Pittman projects Yahoo as seven at the wide receiver tight end flex. Pittman's volume's been very high recently. I traded for him just before the deadline in the podcast league and have been very happy with the volume. Haven't been getting the touchdowns, but I'll take the volume and the yardage, and maybe I'll get some touchdown aggression here in these final weeks. Brandon Ayuk is next, sort of in the shadow of Debo Samuel, but still getting it done, is Ayuk. Someone who I own, someone who I own in both leagues, someone who I'm playing in both leagues, especially against the Arizona Cardinals with a healthy Brock Purdy, with a healthy Debo, with a healthy McCaffrey, and with a healthy Trent Williams to protect Brock Purdy. Ja'Marr Chase is next. There is a designation on Chase, although he was removed from that injury report as of 3:07 p.m. on Thursday. Is dealing with Browning, but Browning's been shown more than capable backup quarterback for Cincinnati as they face the Vikings on Sunday. Chris Olave with an injury designation. Not a huge fan of what's going on there. He didn't participate in Thursday's practice. Olave does have touchdowns in three of his last five games, and in the others, he's broken 100 yards. So I guess if you are an Olave owner, I guess you're sticking with him. I am not, and a lot of that is due to the poor play at the quarterback position. DJ Moore has a more serious designation, although he was back at Bears practice on Thursday. He missed practice on Wednesday. DJ Moore with touchdowns in two of his last three games and has broken 100 yards in the game he didn't play and is even coming off a late bye week going up against the Cleveland Browns defense. So DJ Moore's probably in your lineups. Travis Kelce has returned to tight end one. He's basically a fringe wide receiver tight end flex one. Kelce, that's an angry bunch of Chiefs going to New England. And then on from there with Adams, you know, we sort of touched on that as far as the Thursday night game, active, albeit with an illness. That's, you know, whatever the result was, not part of our broadcast here for timing purposes. Then Mike Evans at Green Bay, who's been so good. Then Cooper Kupp. Matt Stafford's been throwing a lot of touchdowns recently. Garrett Wilson's had a bump recently. Cortland Sutton's been catching touchdowns. Then Rashee Rice, who's been heavily involved, snap count with the Chiefs. And then the rest of Yahoo's top 25 at wide receiver, tight end, flex are all wide receivers in order. Waddle, Devontae Smith, Puka Nacua, Terry McScorer, and Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, and then there's Nico Collins, although he has an injury designation with a calf, and C.J. Stroud, as we speak, is still in protocol. Let me quickly run through the top running backs, 25 by projections for Yahoo. No injury concerns with the top six at the time of our podcast Thursday night before kickoff. Run CMC, Kyren Williams. Do I feel good about my Foundation League semifinal? My starting two running backs are the top two fantasy running backs according to Yahoo projections this week. I have McCaffrey and I have Kyren Williams. And against inferior opponents, at least based on statistics. Saquon Barkley projects at three with the resurging Giants. Alvin Kamara at four. That's volume-based. There's Bijan Robinson. I own him in the podcast league. I'll probably play him against Carolina. He's at five. Derrick Henry at six against the Texans. Then we get to the ETN injury designation. He was limited due to a rib injury in Thursday's practice, but he's got all day Sunday to be ready to go against the Ravens. That night, keep checking status. If he's active, you want to play him. Tony Pollard at 8 for the Cowboys at Buffalo. A little surprising to me, but the Cowboys are scoring 40 points per game. The problem is they're throwing downfield so much. That is not Pollard's strength. Rashad White, who's been just cranking out the fantasy points for the Buccaneers recently. White, just his last three games, touch counts are 17, 23, and 28. And a couple of touchdowns. The yardage has been there. It's a guy you got to play right now. If you own him, he's given you plenty recently. The volume is there. The Bucs are all about Rashad White and Mike Evans. James Conner is next. Arizona coming off that bye after they upset the Steelers, but much tougher defensive situation for Conner and bad game flow. Devon Achane has a questionable status. Did not practice on Thursday. Has a toe injury. For the Dolphins, keep checking status there. Then the rest of the list, Kenneth Walker, who hasn't been producing very much recently, just 12 touches for 54 yards in the loss to San Francisco last week. Walker really, other than a 64-yard catch and run against Washington in Week 10, Walker hasn't really been worth playing since Week 7. So that's a high projection for Walker there in a game against the Angry Eagles. Then Zach Moss, then Javonte Williams, who recently got in the end zone for the first time all year, and his touch counts are 16, 20. I see a 25 touch count and receiving touchdown back in Week 10 against Buffalo. So, yeah, you're playing him. Then Joe Mixon, you're definitely playing him. Breece Hall had a big game last week. Check his injury status. James Cook. Dallas is without their best run stopper on the interior of the line. That'll keep James Cook's value where it should be. Then Eckler, then Pacheco, injury designation there. Then David Montgomery. The volume will be there for Montgomery over Gibbs in all likelihood against the Broncos on Saturday night. Then Mostert, injury designation, check there. Limited participant in Thursday practice. Then Jahmyr Gibbs. Then Zeke, still no Ramondre. So Zeke may be worth playing after he touched the ball 29 times last week. And then Ty Chandler in at number 25, according to the Yahoo ratings. We'll quickly do the quarterbacks, and then I'll call it a night. Again, email me with any of your personal questions. Don't just throw out who your roster is and say, pick my starters, because I'm not going to do that. You need to ask me questions and tell me what you're thinking. So we'll do the top 12 quarterbacks for this week. No injury designations as of Thursday night on any of these, according to Yahoo projections for Week 15 in order. Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Justin Fields, Patrick Mahomes 6, Purdy 7, Jordan Love 8, off a down game against the Giants, Kyler Murray 9, likely to throw it and run it a lot, playing from behind against the Niners, Matthew Stafford 10, who's been great the last 3 weeks. I'm going with him over Jordan Love in my playoff game unless something changes between now and Sunday and Sunday afternoon for their game times. Tua is 11, and then Jared Goff is 12. Did I count those right? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So, yeah, email me any of your questions. I will respond as long as you get them to me by before you go to bed Saturday night. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Good luck this weekend. Congrats on making the playoffs. For those of you that are already in your fantasy playoffs, like me for my podcast league players, please keep playing hard. A lot at stake this and next week, and then we're done after week 17 in the podcast leagues.